This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Representatives of four Afghan factions continue their deliberations near Bonn, Germany, and are said to be close to an agreement on an interim government to replace the Taliban. There are also indications the Northern Alliance, one of the major delegations at the talks, is prepared to accept foreign troops to help provide security in the parts of Afghanistan it seized this month. The treatment of women under the Taliban was one of the regime's major human rights abuses. Several Afghan women who went into exile after the Taliban rose to power are now sitting at the negotiating table, NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports.
The Afghan women here in Bonn don't look like most women in Afghanistan, those spectral columns cowering in the background. After years of being marginalized from society, Afghan women are now taking center stage. Each of the four delegations has women delegates or advisors. They're here to make sure that the women of Afghanistan will never again be systematically persecuted as they were under the Taliban's gender apartheid policies.
Don't want men to dictate for us.
Seema Wali is a member of the delegation of the ex-king of Afghanistan. This is how she replied to an Afghan reporter who asked if she follows the Quran.
I don't want you to telling me what I should think or what I should practice. I know what my religion says and I know what my culture says. I, as a woman, have a right, and I have a right to argue.
Seema Wali is a women's rights activist who works with Afghan refugee women in Pakistan. She won an important award from Amnesty International. She says that despite two decades of repression and religious fundamentalism, Afghan women have played a crucial but unrecognized role in their society.
For the past 22 years, we have not had a central government, and it has these Afghan women at grave risk to themselves and their families, organized their communities to provide the services that normally a government should provide. And some of them, even under the rule of the Taliban, have provided this service clandestinely.
Seema Wali says the treatment of women in Afghanistan under the Taliban should be seen as a crime against humanity.
Afghanistan is a nation of widows right now and a nation of female beggars. We have a very difficult struggle to transform our society into a nation. I mean, we are very behind in the information age. Many Afghan women are saying we have been so isolated. We have been abandoned for these past 22 years. Now the world is paying attention to us. We are demanding to sit at these tables because we constitute a large majority of the Afghan society.
Fatima Gailani is an advisor to the delegation of Afghan exiles from Peshawar. She's convinced the male leaders here in Bonn have gotten the message and will ensure women's equal rights in the post-Taliban society.
They will be able to have the equal opportunity of education, equal opportunity of work, equal opportunity of political participation to vote and to be nominated as candidates in the parliament.
Both Seema Wali and Fatima Gailani are representatives of a well-educated Western-leaning elite. There are other women here who represent a more traditional Afghan culture. Amina Asfali, widow of a Mujahideen fighter, is a member of the Northern Alliance delegation. She's equally outraged by the Taliban's treatment of women and wants women to play a key role in society. But when asked about the recent bans against women demonstrations by Northern Alliance rulers in Kabul, she says she approves because the women were disturbing the peace.
Women can go through the political, not only the demonstration. They can join with the political process and the social process and give that project for their rights and discuss the matters. The women can go to the education process and to educate and then go to the politician and to work for their own society. It's not the matter of demonstration.
Not all Afghan women feel represented by the delegates present in Bonn. Shala Assad is a member of RAWA, Revolutionary Association of the Women of Afghanistan, which has been in the forefront in organizing underground schools for girls and health care for women banned by the Taliban from hospitals. She sets two key conditions for political representation of Afghan women.
The first and important one is being against fundamentalists, because they are the most dangerous enemies of women and women's rights. Women were the first victim of the atrocities everywhere. And the second point, to accept democratic values.
It's too early to say whether the political process begun in Bonn will lead to full women's emancipation in Afghanistan. But despite their differences, the women present here in Bonn are united in their anger against religious oppression. And the women of Afghanistan are counting on a promise from the international community that badly needed financial aid to reconstruct their country is dependent on full respect of human rights, first and foremost, those of women. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Bonn.